break off and shit, and I had a very close call with that the last
time. Don't we start at 8?
No, we start at 7.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We started running it at 7 because somebody needed to start earlier. I forget who. I think it was Void.
Void!
Is there any rice left?
Yeah. Also,
You actually said...
Yeah, Boyers is just up there.
Push to talk.
I want to make if you didn't make dinner.
Just saying.
I can't do push to talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you're on your phone.
Well, then just shut the fuck up half the time, Alex.
I had the sauce.
Hey, I'm sure you can do push to talk on phone.
Mix that up in rice.
Might kill your pad.
You can't really do it on phone.
Why is he on his phone?
Because he's being a good grandbaby.
Oh.
It's all right. You guys fill her in while I go take care of some stuff before we start the game.
I'm not even loaded in yet.
Give her a second to get loaded in.
Shut off all the things.
And also make sure you're in Discord.
Well, I was music. I told you I was watching a video. That's why I was like, what? Watching a video. Like, I play games in time. I'm here. You just...
I will be back in 1 minute.
Okay. Be right back.
I'll be right back. Okay.
What is that noise?
I have no clue.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a, robo to me.
Wait, do I sound like a robot?
Does anyone else hear that, or is that just me? By the way, Mike. Mike?
He said he had to step away for a second.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Oops.
All right, I am back.
Hey, I was, wait, who's back?
Me.
Okay. I need to wait for Mike, I have a question.
So is everyone here, or?
No, I think we're waiting for Maya.
Alex, you here? Apparently not. Void?
Yeah.
The game's open.
Oh. Sorry. Sorry to have to ask, what's the password again?
420.
Alright. I got a couple people who host with number passwords and I get them mixed up.
The fuck?
I am working on setting up a system for making quick games with Cypher System for like our one-shots when not enough people are here. So you can make quick characters and run little short campaigns using it. I need to create decks of cards based off of its class building system. When I do that, then I'll be done. All right,
I'm back.
All right, welcome back.
Hey, Mike. I had a question real quick. Because push to talk is for making sure we don't get background noise, right?
Yes, that, and it's also like if we're trying to have a conversation, then that's a big reason. But I think it also helps with us, like not talking over each other.
Hmm.
He said, what was that? But it was very quiet, so you didn't hear him.
Is that the only question you had, Galay? Or not, sorry, Void. God damn
yeah,
it.
I was just wondering.
Okay.
I'm trying to play the backdoor pilot thing, and it's not...
First link or second link?
Second link, I believe. Yeah, it was the second link. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one on CastBox should work. That's the other thing, if someone wants to design a podcast logo, that'd be great. Because right now, our logo is just a stock image of sword and shields. Also, that was the other thing, and again, Galay and Desi, you're both kind of exempt from this question, if you want to be. Has anyone been trying to come up with a podcast title ideas?
I just can't think of anything, because especially if it's supposed... Is it supposed to be specific to our campaign?
Well, okay, so that's the other question, is I look at this as...
Are we talking about names for the podcast?
Yeah, but like I was saying, I look at this as something that ideally would be going for some time, like the podcast itself, not necessarily this campaign. So that's the other question, is are people willing to do this as a per-campaign basis, or are you actually wanting to be, you know, would you want to remain a part of the podcast itself?
Well, we can worry about all that later. Alex, you kind of disconnected from tabletop.
Yeah, crashed.
Oof. Are you loading it back up?
I'm resetting my grandma's computer. Hopefully it will load back up.
Oh, like the computer crashed or tabletop crashed? Come on, Jasper.
Well, we don't need him in right away. We could wait. I'll go ahead and start while we wait for him to load in. Alex.
Works for me.
Okay. He doesn't need to be in tabletop. As long as he's in Discord, good.
We just don't need him at all.
No, we need him here because part of the story is actually kind of revolving around him.
I don't know what happened.
I'm actually about to do the recap. Are we good to go, Mike?
Yep, we've been recording for a moment now.
Okay. Alright, if I recall, not last week, but the week before, we left off with the party who had just infiltrated the city, and the ones that snuck in under the guise of cultists are meandering about the city, and we managed to create a line of communication between Takaluk and the party and the group by Takaluk flying over the gates in the form of a bird, who has been relaying everything going on to Yumi and names.
The A-Man. How could you forget the absolute unit?
Between Yumi and Nyx on the outside.
Okay, you're talking the ones on the outside.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, because Yumi, Nyx, and Takaluk are on the outside, while A-Man and Alton have infiltrated the cultists. And you were able to figure out that the heart that you were looking for is located underneath the Grand Temple. And so Alton has declared that he will scout ahead and see if he can locate it so that you guys can plan ahead further as to what actions you're going to take. And when we last left off, Alton had just opened the gates to the Grand Temple. And that's where we will pick up. Alton, as you've walked in, just a reminder, it's a very ornately designed temple, but it's got that very grotesque beauty design. You can see the symbols of Nog everywhere. It kind of reminds you of an old kind of Gothic style Catholic church, but far
didn't
more...
Didn't we end up going with, like, the dude that ate the bat type vibe?
The what?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you say Geiger? Because if so, I am hella for Geiger.
No.
Come on, Geiger. Damn it.
It's not quite Geiger.
Damn.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Not quite that far. Ozzy Osbourne was the one we made the reference to, I believe. Very, very twisted and grotesque, but still visually appealing.
I mean, to be fair, you did say Geiger, so let's call it. Can we call it canon?
He said not Geiger.
See, Galay, I wish you could see how hard I'm smiling in the hopes that this is a Geiger-ass city. Like, ear to ear, shit eating grin. Come on.
No.
Go super dark. No.
Because Nog's symbol is not tentacle based like Lulu or anything. It's more eyes and teeth and fangs and claws.
So kind of things that are more centered around the senses.
No, Geiger is very much phallic. That is his work.
Oh.
Yeah, with a lot of teeth and claws.
Yep.
Yes, but this lacks the phallic part. So I can't quite call it Geiger, because that's kind of his key distinction, key feature there, is the phallic designs.
We don't want to be
See,
that kind.
Glay, you have no idea how hard it is to say, ask if you're saying there's not enough dick in the city.
There's not enough dick in the city. I feel like it would be an insult to Geiger if I was calling it Geiger-esque without having a phallic design. Because that was kind of his thing. Anyway, Alton, you have entered the cathedral. What are you doing?
Well, what do I see? Well, I see that, but like people-wise, is there like a lot of people there?
There's a couple of people in the pews, and there's no one on the podium. There are two doors to the left and right of the pedestal at the front. There's a lot of pillows here, so some things are blocking your view as you first walk in. You do notice there is a second floor as you look up. But again, you can't quite see the angle. You can see that it's supposed to be like a seating area. So there's definitely a way to get up there. You just can't see it from where you're at. It's if you've ever been to a two-story Catholic church, there's usually like an upper area that's kind of like a balcony that overhangs a bit on top of the pillars that looks down onto the floor area and the podium.
Yeah, well, I'm going to head to the nearest door and start searching through the cathedral, trying to see if I can find any sort of bearing as to where the heart might be, if I can find the heart.
Which door are you entering? Because the only two doors you can see are the ones to the left and right of the podium at the front of the church.
I'm going to go left then, unless I see one that's closer on my way up there.
As you're walking through the left side, you do actually pass two doors.
I'll go through the first door.
Okay, so you enter the first door on your way to the left thing. When you enter there, you see it's kind of like a conference room, but instead of like a table, there's just like a circle of chairs around a statue of Nog. Or at least you think it's a statue of Nog. It's that big swirling mass of eyes and teeth and claws that you've grown accustomed to in the city's design. You also, again, you see murals on the wall. There's no other entrances or exits. That's all you see is the circle of chairs, the statue, and the murals on the walls.
I'm gonna exit. Wait a moment, exit, then go on to the next door.
Okay, inside the next door. This one is kind of like a small library. There are books lining the walls and shelves. There's actually someone in here. They seem to be, they have a cart with a bunch of books piled on it, and they seem to be organizing and rearranging the books inside the area.
I'm gonna pick up a random book, read it briefly, wait for them to not really be paying attention, put the book back, and then leave.
What languages do you speak?
Let's see if I have that written down. Okay, let's see. I know I speak Common, Undercommon, Thieves Cant, which is...
Yes. You
know, Halfling.
That's not really a language.
Yes, it is. They have their own language. Just like the dwarves and the elves do.
I'll look at that later, but okay.
and Elvish.
Okay. You, when you open the book, you don't understand a word of what you see. You have no idea what language this is.
I think I might also have Draconic, but I wasn't 100% positive on that one, and I don't. But yeah, so.
So you pretend to read, put it away, and have to get out of the room?
Yeah.
All right. You leave the room.
To the next door. The door to the left of the podium.
All right. When you enter the door to the left of the podium, this is a storage room, from what you could see. It has old, beaten-up podiums. You can see brooms, old decorative stuff, a couple of broken statues. This is basically just where they just put everything that's either been worn down or has yet to be found a place to be put out there.
I go to the next room, I guess. Is there any other doors or entrances or anything in there that I can tell? Or
the only other door that you couldn't see is the one to the right of the podium.
Well, I meant like in the room, but yeah.
Oh, no, there's no exits in the room. In the storage closet, I'm sorry.
Then I go to the one to the right of the podium.
All right, and you head out and you walk to the other one. Mm-hmm. When you enter there, what you find is there is a staircase that seems to lead up to your right, and then a staircase that leads down to your left.
I'm going to head down.
Oh, and a door in front of you as well.
I'm going to go through the door and then...
Okay, down. As you go through the door and you head through, you see a hallway that kind of leads into an open room in the back.
Any doors or anything on the side of the hallway or...
Yes, there's one door before you reach the opening in the back.
I'm going to check out that door.
You open that door, and it seems to be just a small, another meeting room, but this time without a statue. But there are a couple of shelves that have books in it. It seems to be like a place where a group would just get together and talk more casually than in the other room.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the opening, I guess, the open area.
Okay, so you head out and you head left down to the open area. Mm-hmm. What you see is a line of, like, long tables and chairs together. And you see entry to the left. It's like a doorway, but it doesn't have a door in it. And when you look in, you can see a kitchen area from where you're standing.
Okay. Then I'm going to head downstairs.
All right. So you turn around, you head back through, go down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hit the bottom of the stairs... hang on. I'm trying to remember what this map looks like. Okay. When you come down to the stairs, you find it's basically an open area. It's all... It seems like as you go down, it kind of loses the ornateness and just kind of gains put together stones. And you see a big open... area that seems to be about the size of the church. There's some pillars here and there for structure and everything. And little torches and sconces aligned along to keep the light in the room. And to your left and to your right as you come in, you see the big open area. You're not sure what it's for, honestly. You think there's a few barrels and crates. Maybe it's for storage. But to your left and to your right, there are stairs going down. One going down to your left, one going down to your right.
I'm going to go down the one to my left. Is there anything else in the room, or is it just open area? I can't, nothing else really.
There were some barrels and crates, the torches, but you weren't able to see anything else really.
Nothing of anything valuable that I could just pocket.
No, not off the top of your head. I mean, there's some barrels and crates to go through, but that's up to you.
Yeah, I'm not going to really spend too much time going through that. I'm trying to find where the heart would be, so I'm going to go down the stairs.
Okay. You go down the stairs. And when you go down the stairs. Go ahead.
Real quick, Alex, I just want to say, like we had discussed last session, it might be best for you to, rather than actually looking too hard for the thing, wait and meet up with us, because I do have out of character, and you can play it how you want, but I do have spells set up for you to be able to actually bust into this place with, you know, stealth.
Your character knowledge is you do know that you have spellcasters who do have some things that could help if you want to do further in depth, but whether or not you care, maybe you just want to loot the place.
What happened?
Okay. Now, you guys have seen like footage of like big theaters, right? How they have the big lines of upper podiums where people sit down and look down over the how to describe this.
Quick, did you hear what I said or just want to make sure, because he said had asked what happened.
I think he heard you. How to describe this?
A little worried now, though, because he isn't responding.
Did he DC?
That's what I'm wondering. Alex!
Wait, you are still here? Oh, wait, you've been referring to me as Alex.
No.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
No, we're talking about Alex.
Okay. I am being
called. Well, you see, there's a slight issue with this.
What is your name, Alan?
I am being called.
No, my name's Alex.
Shit. Did not know that. How has this not been a problem until now, then?
Because I've never been missing at the same time as
one. What kind of crust? Pan pizza, but she takes that deep dish.
Well,
I'm not sure. Just give me
I'll just only react to Void from now on.
Alright.
I mean, that or we could just start referring to each other by character names so that, to make everything less confusing.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably be a little more confusing for a bit, but...
Alright, I'll refer to you by character names while we're playing.
I mean, it's still an issue of player to player, because, like I said, I did not know there was another Alex in here.
I didn't really catch what you said when I saw when I was going down the stairs. Alright,
I was in the middle of describing that. Okay. Have you guys ever seen, like, a big theater where they'll have multiple upper floors kind of lining the walls for people to look down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you walk in, you see, you basically walked onto one of those. It's a big wrap, it wraps around the upper layer, and you can see more stairs leading down, and as you walk ahead to look over the railing a bit, and you can look down, and you can see it goes all the way down for at least... I want to say 200 feet. And there's just lines and lines of floors looking down. And in the middle of this big open column that the platforms have made is a giant statue. Very similar to the one you saw in the room. But this one is much larger and far more detailed. Again, it's kind of just shapeless mass of eyes, fangs, claws. And at the very bottom, because you can still quite make it out, there is a circle of cloaked figures around the statue holding candles that have like a purplish flame coming off of them. And they seem to be offering up something on a tray to the statue. But you can't quite make out what it is from this height.
I'm going to head further down and see if I can make it out, being as stealthy as possible. I still can't get into the tabletop, so someone's going to have to roll for me if you're going to require me to roll stealth.
All right, I will roll for you. Yeah, you're fine. You rolled an 18 on the dice, and I think you have, like, what, plus 12?
Plus 11.
Yeah, you have a plus 11 to stealth, so you have a 29 on that die roll.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's what all he right. does. That's his specialty, is just being quiet. So, you start reading the lights of the room with this constant, and you just kind of stick to the shadows. You go down. How many floors down do you go?
Until I can make out whatever they're offering up is, and...
Okay, for that, when you get down, about halfway down, and I want to say each one of these floors is about 10 feet in height, so you went down 5 floors.
Okay.
And you can give me a perception check to see if you can see it from here.
Okay.
I will roll for you if you want to do that or go further down.
Roll for me, see if I can see it.
You rolled a 17 total after your modifiers. Yeah, you can make it out from here. As you look down, you see it's kind of like this big, large green orb that's got brown veins into it.
Okay, I'm going to assume that's the heart. And as being stealthy as possible, I'm going to try to, you know, watch them and get as close as I can to try to steal said heart whenever they put it away, if they put it away, whatever they do with it.
Okay, you can hear them chanting. And they place the heart down onto a pedestal in front of the statue. And the one who carried it over backs back up. They continue chanting.
How many of them are there?
There is a lot, actually. Approximate number 20, 30.
Okay.
Because they're circling this giant statue.
I'm going to wait for a while.
About how long? A few minutes, couple hours, what?
A couple hours, I guess, just until they start leaving, or it just seems like there's going to be no chance of them leaving anytime soon.
Okay, after about an hour, they start walkers away from the statue. They leave the object at the pedestal. And when they leave, when the cloaked figures have left, about 5 of the armored figures that you know come in and circle the statue facing away. That's what it's doing. They have their back to the statue. As
they have their back to their statue?
Yes, as if they're guarding the people entering the area.
Where am I in comparison? Because there's 5 of them, this is a large statue, so I feel like I could sneak in there, grab the heart, and sneak the fuck out.
You are still on the 10th floor?
I did mention that I was going down closer.
Okay, then I would say you're on the...
I was going to get as close as I possibly can without being seen.
Then you are on the 15th. Because as more and more people started appearing on these platforms.
Okay.
And you kind of reached the point where there was... If you kept going down, it would start to look suspicious, and so you had to stay.
Okay.
It was empty at the top. You weren't able to see these people from where you were. It was just as further down, you started seeing more and more of them.
And there's this giant statue. Trying to get this image in my head so I can figure out what Alton would do, because...
And you're just still standing there looking over the edge?
No, I'm stealth. As stealth as possible.
How many feet of rope do you have?
I have 50 feet of rope, but that's not going to be... much help.
As you're standing there looking over and just kind of examining, seeing what you can do, you do see in one of the stairs that are lead down, a group of cloaked figures are starting to come up. And leading them is the gentleman in the purple robe that you remember from when you signed the book.
Okay.
He is leading a group of robed figures up.
Up or
they're going up. They're going up. He came from below and is going up.
Okay. I'm just assuming that he's the head priest at this point. But I'm hoping he doesn't see me.
He doesn't seem like he's noticed you.
Okay. I'm going to let him pass and try to work my way down.
All right. I'm going to need a separate stealth check because now you're entering a crowded area.
Well, you said the people were leaving, but okay.
Oh, there is a group leaving, but it's still crowded as you go down.
Hmm.
And do you still want to continue with that action?
Yeah.
All right. The dice for you.
We have established what'll happen if Alton doesn't come back, right? Like between the A-man, Alton, and everyone else?
I don't know, did you?
Did I what?
We didn't set up anything for a what-if.
Oh, yep, I remember. What it was is if Alton doesn't come back, A-man was going to go to the meeting spot and meet up with Tagluck.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping y'all remember that because that was like 2 weeks ago, so.
You know what? I think that's actually funny in a twisted kind of way because that means we have no plans to rescue him.
All right, you rolled a 23 on your stealth as you continue down.
Okay.
Again, that just kind of more the lower stealth check is kind of indicative of the increased lighting because of people, thicker crowds, more eyes that can spot you. But it doesn't seem like anybody has noticed you as you go down. You have 5 floors until you hit the bottom. Are you going all the way?
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. Worst case scenario, I run.
All right. You sneak down and go all the way to the bottom. This floor is different than the others. There are no pillars. It is completely open as far as what you can see.
Mm-hmm.
There are... I forget what they're called. Braziers? Situated that are burning for light.
Yep.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Here and there. And you see, in addition to the 5 that are circling the statue, you can also see there is 2 more that are patrolling in a circle. And this place is well lit due to the braziers. These braziers also have the purplish flames that the candles did.
So there's like no way in hell I'm going to be sneaking past all these people as there.
You think if you were careful, you could might be able to do it? It does not look impossible. It definitely looks challenging.
Alton isn't afraid of a challenge, so...
I did?
Yep. He would attempt it.
Hell.
I'm sorry, what was that, Alton?
I said, Alton isn't afraid of a challenge, so he would attempt it.
Okay.
Discord.
So you're going to...
Don't worry, he's expendable.
If it looks like there's a pot attempt,
Okay, what is your goal?
To basically just pocket the heart and then get the fuck out of there as fast as possible and as stealthily as possible.
Okay, so let's do a stealth check then.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah?
The heart is the druids, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I had to remember that. All right, thank you. It was wild.
Holy shit, a 19 on the dice. So that's a 30. Rolled a 30. I think it's our first 30 of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seems likely.
Only rogues, ladies and gentlemen. Only rogues.
What's your problem with rogues?
Only okay. When Alton doesn't roll.
You want to know what my problem with rogues is? 30.
All right, Alton. You take a moment. You watch the pattern of the patrol. Just so you can find a way to slip through when they weren't looking in your direction. You find a gap between the five guards standing around the statue. And you slip in. No one seems to notice you. You get up to the heart. You take it. You pocket it. And then you start slipping away. No one seems to notice you.
I'm going to head to the meeting spot.
So you head up. You still trying to stay stealthy as you climb?
Yes. Most definitely.
Alright, so you quickly and quietly heading back up the stairs. You do not meet any resistance as you go up. And then you get back up to the stairs, top floor, and you enter the room and to the church. And as you come out the door, give me a stealth check. I'll roll it for you.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to be able to get on. My grandma's computer doesn't seem to be loading, so I'll just have to...
It happens. That is a 20. Let me... All right, you slip in, and you can see that the congregation in the main cathedral has grown larger. It seems to be getting ready for a big mass. And you can see on the pedestal to your right is the purple-cloaked figure, but he doesn't seem to notice you, and you continue on out the church.
Yep, and then head towards our meeting spot, which was the basically deserted training grounds.
Yes. Are you going straight there?
Straight there, as stealthily as possible, while keeping a brisk pace, I guess.
All right.
And I'm not being as unassuming as possible, basically.
Yep. And while you do that, I would like to know what everybody else is doing, because it's going to take him a little while to travel back. And he's been gone for quite a while. You closing in on the meeting time. Amen. You haven't heard from Alton in a while. What are you doing?
Well, what was I doing beforehand?
I don't know.
I probably was in the barracks, probably napping.
I don't know what you're doing.
Reading the Bible.
You were... when we left last session... He was heading to the training grounds to train until the next meeting time, basically.
Okay, so you were over there.
I probably noticed that it was starting to get close to the meeting point and haven't heard anything from Alton. So I'd probably start heading towards, like, an area if I could see.
Okay, so you're headed towards a quiet area away from everybody else.
No, I'm going to head towards, like, an area where if I look down, I could see him and notice him.
Okay, so you're looking for an elevated portion.
Yeah.
There really isn't one. Honestly, it's just, like, a training area. It's got a few dummies for sword practice, a couple of rings for grappling. Nothing elevated, really. It's a pretty open area, so, I mean, you don't really need elevation to see someone coming in.
Wasn't this training grounds the meeting point?
Yes.
That's because most of the devices here are broken. And disused. Yeah, most of the stuff is... Most of the training you see done here is either archery or grappling inside the rings, because the other stuff is kind of in disrepair.
I mean, if they... By the way, if they have an archery section, they might have a... at least a stand, you know, that for the archers to stand in when they fire, that you could stand on.
Elevated. That's what he was looking for.
By the way, do I get anything for training and stuff?
Depends. You get valuable life experience.
That depends. Are you trying to specifically gain something from your training? Or are you just doing it to pass time?
I mean, I was... Knowing the A-Man, he was probably training to get strong. Just doing whatever he could.
Okay.
Can't serve God if you're not swole as heck.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so you're just doing some basic strength training. Alright, what is our outside crew doing? Yumi, Nyx, Takluck.
Well, last game,
last...
we did say that we were supposed to be looking for like a fault in the wall or somewhere to...
Oh no, this is after that. You guys have found a little spot
near
the wall that you've been hiding at for a while.
Yeah, and after each meeting, Takluck has been going into the sewage system to try and find a exit route for Alton.
So you're looking for a sewer exit.
Oh, I had found one after the first meeting, and I'd gone in and explored 20 minutes of it.
What I mean by a sewer exit is a full path from inside the city to outside the city.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've found the entrance what would become the exit, but I haven't found the entrance point yet.
Yeah. Let's see. Give me a survival check.
One
Since
second.
You have gone to search for that. Because you only have time to do one quick sweep before you gotta go to the meeting.
Well, I mean, this would be after each meeting. Oh, wait, yeah. No, we've already... Yeah, anyways, never mind. I'm gonna try and argue for more time, but it wouldn't make much sense because we've only had the two meetings.
Yeah, besides, you already did the check after the last meeting.
Yeah, so that's a 16.
16. You've gotten more familiar than the last time you were in there.
Wait, actually, correction, that's an 18. I was looking at stealth.
Oh, okay. You've grown far more familiar since your last trip. This time you have, like, okay, that's a dead end. That's a dead end. Don't go that way. Don't go. That just leads to a dead end. Your brain's going like, okay, that's not good. That's not good. You start following the flow of the water. And you do actually find a sewer grate.
Well, and to establish a couple things with that quick, Takluck, rather than, because Alton never told him where he was going to be going to look for the heart, Takluck at this point is just looking for a way to dead center of the city.
Is there a reason Mike isn't talking?
Can you not hear me?
I'm assuming that's Mike that we're talking about.
Can you guys not hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
I said I can't hear Mike if he's talking.
Yeah, he's talking.
Do you have me muted, Alex?
Not at all.
I think he has you muted. This whole time.
How would I...
But anyways, while he figures that out, so yeah, would have been looking for aiming dead center of the city and for what would be the shortest path that I also know Alton could fit through.
How would I mute or unmute him?
Hold down on my name. It should pop up a submenu and should say if you have me muted there.
It says hold down on his name and it should pop up a submenu that'll tell you if you have him muted or not.
Yeah, right click it.
This is going to be such a fun
I keep forgetting
podcast.
That he has me, he might have me muted and I keep talking to him directly. Damn it.
That's okay.
It just...
It also can be disc breaking. That had to happen.
It says he's muted, but I'm trying to figure out how to unmute him.
Hit it. Just touch it.
Yeah, just check the box.
I try to touch it and it doesn't. It just brings up his name.
No, press and hold it. And it'll bring up a submenu.
It's not bringing up a submenu. This is what I get for having an iPhone.
Wait, he said that it says I'm muted? Hang fuck on. It, I don't know why I'm doing this. I could just call him over the phone.
It's going to be real fun.
Actually, yeah, you know what? I just realized he's on his phone. I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I could try disconnecting and reconnecting.
Probably be his best bet at this point. Otherwise, real quick, Lay, ask him about when he said Discord.
Yeah,
said
you
I'm
should
muted.
Be able to just tap him, and then it'll bring up a little user volume thing, and you could just turn off the mute.
Unmute. Because, yeah, it says server
can
unmute.
You hear me now?
I click that, and that says server unmute, so I click unmute. And
no, it's not a server mute. It's just mute. Oh. No, like when you're changing some of the volume of somebody? Same menu. It's above the administrative stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how to open up that menu on my phone is what I'm saying.
You just touch their name. You just tap the name on the right.
Well, I mean, you'd have to tap it in the voice chat channel. Which, by the way, as riveting as
yeah,
this audio might be, this all is getting cut out, just so you guys know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying when I was saying this is sure going to be a fun podcast to edit.
Right.
Going to have your hands full with this one.
Well, I mean, most of the time when this shit happens...
No, that wasn't you.
Okay.
Like, I can actually just listen through and be like, okay, hold down the button to highlight all of this, and it's over. Okay, delete.
Yep. Never happened. Sorry.
Yeah, it seems a lot of people are having issues with the muting. Well, I'll be waiting to grab a beer. We'll just take this as our 5-minute break.
Alright, I'll be back in a second as well.
I really like your... I mean, they could use like a little drop of honey, but...
That is weird. Mine still says Mike has himself muted.
I have been stealing your...
Because I don't have him muted. But it says that he has himself muted, which makes no sense.
I
All right, Alex, can you hear me yet? Yellow. Jello. Can you hear me now, Alex?
I can hear you.
Hey! Woohoo!
It's okay, though.
Y'all got it fixed?
Yeah, he got it fixed.
Fucking freezing.
Okay. Discord's stupid because it still says he's muted, but I can hear him now, so I don't.
Yeah, I was looking it up. There's apparently a lot of weirdness with the muting and unmuting on Discord mobile.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Can he switch it to desktop? Ugh, or can he just like switch to desktop mode?
He's not at home.
But he's using his phone, right?
Yeah, there's no desktop mode.
No, I meant like, I meant log into Discord through the web browser.
I don't think you could do that on the phone.
Actually, probably
yes,
could.
I've done it all the time.
Though I don't know that it would necessarily
just
make
saying,
a difference.
I'm just saying, try that. Log through Discord through the web browser and all the full desktop settings should show up.
Anywho, where did we leave off again? Oh, yes, you were
trying to find
sewers.
Yeah, trying to find a way to the center of the center of the city through the sewers with the entire path being at least Alton sized. Because I assume I'm a little bit smaller than him.
You guys are actually probably around the same size.
Yeah, that's why I said a little bit smaller.
You do manage to find a grate. You're not sure if it's at the center of the city.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This is important. He's 3 inches taller than me. Alton, big boy!
That is quite impressive, sir.
You're not sure if it's the center of the city, but you do find a grate that leads to the sewers.
Open grate?
Give me a strength check.
Well, no, that wasn't voice. I was asking if it's an open grate, like open, like
no.
If I could see through the grate, because
it's
well,
a
I suppose
barred
if
grate.
It's okay, yeah, that's what I meant. Like if I could actually see up,
it does look like it can be removed, but it doesn't look like it would be easy.
All right, but I mean, I can see up through it right now, like onto the streets, or just straight up.
Just straight up. There's no, like... It's not like a storm drain where you have that little gap where you can peek out of. It's kind of like something that was put right on the middle of a walkway.
Alright, in that case, Taklok's going to reach into his spell components pouch that he has always had and always uses, and pull out a piece of charcoal and put an X right below the grate. And then continue looking around.
Okay, so that it can be seen from where?
Well, no, just so that I, like, when I come back this way, I know I've inspected this one, because if you said it looked like it'd be difficult to lift up, that's more a point of, it might work, but only if it's the only option. Like, I would like to try and find a grate that it would be easier to open, either, like, because easier to lift up, or just wider bars so that Taklok at least might be able to fit through.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, you know you're running out of time. You got the meeting coming up. Finding this grate took a while.
Okay, in that case, you would just.
But you did mark it.
Yeah.
You did mark it so that next time you could see that grate. It's like, okay, this is where this grate is. That's when I checked.
Actually, real quick question before I leave the grate. Was I able to see any buildings from down in the sewer?
When you got to the right angle, you could see a bit of a wall. Like it was close-ish to a building.
Enough of the wall that I might be able to use it as a marker to figure out where that grate is on the surface?
No.
Alright. Yeah, then still just gonna head back out and get ready to go to the meeting.
Okay, so you're getting ready to head to the meeting here.
Yep, and I would head back and talk to Nyx and Yumi first. Message for Alton?
I forgot about the button. So I'm going to look up at Takluck. I had my face in quite a lot of scrolls. He seems to I seem to have only been writing the entire time, just feverishly almost. It would probably be scary to some, and luckily Takluck doesn't have to read it. I think for a moment, then pull out a smaller piece of paper and write a very simple message on it, which I will read once it gets to Alton. I'm just going to hand that little piece of paper to Takluck.
Nyx, any notes for the crew inside?
Okay. Nyx has been through a 2-week-long push to talk mentally.
Dizzy, we can't hear you.
I can hear her.
She forgot to push the talk.
Oh. It's okay. And we lost Squint.
Anyone can hear me?
I can hear you, but I'm not sure if it's through Glaze or yours.
It's through Glaze.
Okay.
Here, let me,
Wait, Glaze, are you not on push talk either?
No, I'm not.
No. Mine's just the control key. Okay, I got it.
Oh, you just forgot the button? Like, which one you set it to?
Control.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Okay, Nyx has been kind of out of it for 2 weeks, so I am going to, What was I doing?
Message for the party inside the walls.
I don't have a message for them exactly yet. I don't know what I am trying to relay at the moment. Okay.
So, no notes for Takla or Alton from Nyx?
Yeah, I have no notes to give.
Okay. Takla, there is no notes to be given.
Alright, then, in that case, Takluck, about 20 minutes before the meeting time, is going to pop into Tackbird and scoop up the notes, either in claw or beak, doesn't matter which, and zip off to the city. And if he shows up in the area before the unit or Alton, he'll just sit on a building until they actually get there.
All right, Alex, your mic keeps pinging to some kind of...
I don't know what it is. I'm just laying in a bed.
But anyway, It is approximately 30 minutes till the meeting time. Amen. You do see Alton walk into the courtyard about this time.
All right. I'm going to sit in a spot where he could clearly see me from where he's walking from. Just wait there.
Actually, before Takluk turned into a bird, he would have gone to Yumi and said, Takluk, find sewer grate. Possible exit. Need mark. Don't to look for. Just so I'm not wasting a wild shape to just to talk to them.
So you told Nyx and Yumi about the grate?
Yeah, and told them to add it to the notes so that Alton and the A-man could read it. And that on his next trip in, he will mark the grate and any, or yeah, he'll mark the grate. Ideally so that they can keep an eye out for it if they find it, possibly loosen it or mark where it, or at least figure out where it's at.
Okay, do you add it to the list?
Yeah, Yumi will just add it at the bottom of the little note that he had written.
Okay.
I'll, again, read it that when it gets to them.
Alright. What you doing? You see A-man sitting in the corner.
Is there anyone else around?
There's a couple of people, but again, you pick this place because it's mostly dead.
I'm gonna approach him and, basically get to the most discreet, far-off corner and be like, hey, I kind of sort of stole the heart. So we need to get the fuck out of here. Like, hopefully Techluck has an exit for us because we need to get the fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
So... where the fuck is he?
I mean, I could also just, like, mark the grate, too.
Well, that's more a question of if the sewers would be large enough for Nyx to fit through.
Yes.
Oh, like, are they large enough for the A-man to fit through?
If he crawls.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Nyx is, like, 6 feet tall. I mean, how tall is the
thing? But Nyx is also a... speed variant of the insectoid race, so you're very lithe and thin.
Well, it was also the point of, like, sewers like, usually aren't going to be very big, and well, Alton is exactly 3 feet tall, and Takluck's shorter than him, so.
This is old school style sewers, so they're designed for people to go into and maintain them.
Alright.
You know, more modern sewers are just like pipes. But the older you get, the bigger they become. Because they actually need people to get in there to clean.
Alright, but, yeah, and then when Takluck gets to the meeting place, same as before, he's gonna dive bomb right into the A-man's hood and drop the note on his shoulder.
Alright, just as Alton was going, where the fuck is he? A bird flies into A-man's hood.
Quick question, by the way.
Yes.
Does Takluck's, like, animal things, does it have the face of Takluck?
No.
Or does it look exactly
like... Oh, God, that would be horrifying. Turns into?
It's just an animal.
However, I do want to make one distinction. Takluck, which I don't think this has come up yet, but he actually is covered in tattoos, which are mostly just straight lines, like kind of a Aztec or Mayan design.
I think you mentioned that at the first meeting.
Yeah, so I'd imagine the fur pattern is the same as that.
Well, feather
okay,
pattern.
That's pretty cool.
Fur, feathers, same difference in this case.
Fur, what kind of bird is that?
A bat.
He's got you there.
All right. So what are you doing? Hey, man. Bird flew into your hood. Drop the note in your lap.
taking the fucking note.
Like, reading it, obviously.
So, Void, what does the note say?
Alright, the first part of it is very short and sweet. It says, to Alton, if you die, make sure the A-man has the heart.
Oh.
And then the next part says, to all, there is a sewer grate that Takluk has marked, which can act as a way out of the city.
Quick distinction, has not marked yet.
Has not marked yet.
Well, he's marked it for his own reference, but not for them to find it.
Listen, I can't include all of this on a small piece of paper.
What Takluk had told you is that he would mark the grate.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me revise that then. It would say, to all, Takluk is going to mark a sewer grate that will act as a way out of the city. I am sorry, A-man, you will have to crawl through sewage.
The A-man would sort of shudder and just be slightly disgusted, but deal with it.
Hold on. There was one last bit. It would say, P.S., do it for God.
Doing it for Dale. I mean, God.
I was also going to say that if I can find the grate, like, before Takluk, I'll mark it, but it will only last about an hour.
Also, quick aside, Galay, this is why I was saying about your own push to talk to, because of the echo.
Oh, right. Shit. Sorry. I've been muting myself when she talks, and I forgot that.
That's all right. Honestly, it's one of those things that I think push to talk would just be easier.
But, I'm gonna be like, quick question though, how big is the heart?
The size of the heart? It's about...
Probably something you should have asked sooner.
It was smaller than
obviously,
it's
the pocket, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he could decide it's the size of a muskmelon. That wouldn't be great.
I want to say it's a little larger than a cantaloupe.
Fuck.
That's not that bad.
The green
a
is...
A cantaloupe on a 3-foot halfling. That thing is sticking out like, you know, there's no tomorrow.
Oh, he's very
he's
good
just got a tumor.
I'm very good at hiding it. It's hidden. That's not the issue. The issue is you can't carry it.
Well, I don't know, it's a hump. Just put it on your back. It's like, you get a hump.
I can't give it to Takluk to just fly to the others.
Oh, no, just give it to me. It won't even be noticeable in all these roles. Keep this
here. I could carry it, too.
Well, it's more the point of, like, whether who's carrying it or not is less the point, as you guys haven't relayed a message for the rest of the group yet. Takluk ain't no mind reader.
Okay, fair enough.
My message was, I have the heart. Get me the fuck out of here.
Excuse me, one second.
Not yet.
I need
Takluk has to deliver the message to you first. What are you doing, Takluk?
I need to make a roll quick.
Four?
What?
Alex, out or even?
Go for even.
No. Talking to Alton, so this involves him. It's a decision on what Takluk's going to do.
I guess even.
Yeah, Takluk leaps up, with a sudden pop, Takluk leaps out of the A-man's hood, grabs Alton by the shirt, and goes, "You did what? You fool! You dangerous hole! We gonna die! We gonna die!" Then after a moment... after a moment, he's just going to slap Alton quick, pop back into bird form, and fly back into the A-man's hood.
And surprisingly, none of the few people in the arena noticed this.
Okay.
Oh god, they have shit rolls today.
I mean, especially if you were shouting, Jesus.
I know, but nat ones. Man.
Holy
nat ones.
Shit. Oh, wait. Maybe the A-man did bless us.
I hope that was a hushed whisper, because if not, like...
Oh, no, that was a full-on yell.
Yeah, no, that was... Tackluck is pissed.
Yeah, got the heart. No, get me the fuck out of here.
Did you even roll at advantage? Because they were fucking... He was yelling.
Hey, they rolled.
And actually, to...
you know what? Yeah, they should have had advantage. Let me roll again. Yeah. One of the guys over at the archery ranges looks over, sees Tackluck holding Alton by the throat, yelling at him.
Beautiful.
What's going on over there?
Well, okay, so if the guy actually sees me, I feel like at that point, even if it's at disadvantage, I should get the option for a stealth check, since it's going to be popping right back into the A-man's hood quick.
I'm saying that they shouldn't have had advantage originally, because he didn't roll with advantage originally, and it was way past tense.
But I mean, I agree with that, but also... Squint did have a point where, they should have had an advantage, yes, because of shouting.
But it was still way past 10.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to rephrase the situation, just so that it makes more equal. He doesn't see Tackluck, but he does kind of call over, like, because we'll say that Alton is standing in front of Tackluck, blocking the view. And he's going to look over and say, well, what's going on? You're still out of view, Tackluck. You can make a stealth check.
All right.
I'm going to say nothing's going on. Just argument with my friend here. And I'm assuming the A-man is...
That's an 8. Wait, which before Tackluck would have actually... taken off from behind Alton, since he said he was blocking view, would have been a bird. So the most the guy would see is a bird.
Okay. So Tackluck turns back into a bird. But in your anger and frustration, you don't immediately fly back into a man's cloak. You start pecking at Alton's head. And that's when he sees you.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine, because like there is tantrum mode. Even if the guy sees Tackbird at this point, there is way around it, and I'm hoping one of the other two picks up on it.
So, A-man, what are you doing?
Sort of just gonna look over at him and sort of just wave and chuckle, say sorry about that.
Okay, I would like a deception check from Alton and A-man. I will roll for you, Alton.
Okay.
You got a nat 20, you're fine.
To my nat 20 count, so that they don't have to worry about the A-man's roll.
I mean, or at least give him advantage.
Please.
Because the A-man can't lie.
I rolled a nat 3.
With no extra bonus.
Could he at least get advantage on it, since Alton was the first to speak and got a 20?
I think the guy would have ignored me after I said that 20. Don't worry about it.
Well, you guys it was kind of like a one play thing.
Because I immediately said, don't worry about it. Just argue with my friend.
Yeah, and you passed yours, but then A-man played along. But because you got an at 20, I'll give A-man advantage.
Do not fuck this up.
Please don't.
Oh my god.
I can't lie.
You really can't.
Oh god, what did you get?
Got a
I mean, add bonuses?
Nope, nope. No bonuses.
So just a flat six. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
My proper offerings to the dice gods today, because I feel like you...
I feel like at this point we actually need to hear what the A-man would say that would fuck up this bad.
What exactly did you say, A-man?
He just chuckled and said sorry about that.
Sort of chuckled, waved, and said sorry.
He walks over. What was he arguing about?
I'm gonna let Alton do this.
So A-Man climbs up, starts looking really nervous, sweating, obviously out of place. Alton, what are you doing?
The argument was quite simple. He owes me lunch and doesn't want to pay.
All right, give me a deception check. I will roll. Right. Damn it.
Also,
use that goddamn deception is your second highest stat.
Yes. I am a lying motherfucker.
He hears that. He looks over at you. He's like, he looks over at A-Man. You owe him lunch, and you haven't paid him. How do you respond, man?
You sort of cut off.
Oh, the guy looks over at you and says, "You owe him lunch, and you still haven't paid him?"
Oh, okay. I'd sort of just say, "Yeah, I was kind of hurting a little bit for money."
Have you not received your weekly stipend yet?
I'd say weekly stipend with a confused look on my face and tell him that we're sort of...
I mean, one thing quick squint, first person.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a deception check.
Fuck.
Shit.
Welcome to espionage.
I am perfectly suited for espionage. I don't want the A-man here. That's why I sent him to the deserted training ground to just sit there and train.
Wait, I didn't.
Oh, son of a bitch.
God damn it, A-man. Your DC is 10. It's not like you need to do that.
Can we just assume at this point that the A-man is just pouring with sweat?
Yeah. A-man is standing there. He's all jittery and sweaty. And the guy looks at you like,
You know bullshit. The gif? You know the gif of Keegan-Michael Key, like, just sitting
there? That's me.
It's me.
He looks over, he's like, bullshit. They educate new people immediately and give you a stipend right away. Pay the man.
I'd sort of just say, okay, and then give him, like, how much does lunch typically cost? Like, a few copper.
It was a copper.
Yeah. It was, like, five copper or something like that.
Give him, like, the five copper and say sorry about that.
I'm going to turn to the guy and say thank you. Argument settled, I guess. And try to get him to leave.
He pats you on your shoulder, Alton. Not a problem. And he looks over again at A-man. Don't betray your brothers. Keep your word. And he walks away.
Whew. Look,
I need a wisdom
better
save
than
from Amen.
That one better than most.
No, it could have been a lot. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
You can't lie.
Give me a wisdom save, Amen.
Oh, wisdom save? Oh shit, easy. Nat 20.
God damn it, where the fuck is
son of a bitch?
I'm the only one obeying the push-to-talk rule.
Oh, but that part works perfectly for everyone, hearing everyone laugh at that.
I just laughed my ass off.
Okay, so you don't pass out from the stress of the situation.
I'll be back in a second.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. That's a perfect...
Jesus Christ, the dice just won't let him lie. That makes no fucking sense.
It's not like also, it was a hard lie. It was the basic, easiest shit.
Also, delay, we are approaching the hour mark.
Alright. Before we do that, though...
I was going to say, at the least... Wait, is Squint back yet?
Did he step away?
He said he would be back in a minute. I assumed that he was talking Squint would be back and not the A.
You know what?
He's going to walk away.
You know what? We'll go ahead and take that break now so everybody can just get that right. Laugh out of it. Because that was just...
Okay.
That was beautiful. Sorry. Oh, well, okay. Actually, if he's back, we could just go to until... Tackluck meets back up with Yumi and Nyx and then call it after that. That works for you.
Okay.
So what was the wisdom check?
To see if you passed out from the stress of the situation or not.
Oh. See, the thing is, too, that's my best stat is wisdom. So. Like. That's just funny as shit. That couldn't have been, like, fucking scripted if we wanted it to. Easy. Boom. Nat 20.
Anyway, so after the unwanted guest goes away, what are y'all doing?
Tackluck will immediately fly out of the A-Man's hood, give Alton one more quick peck between the eyes, and zip off to the other two. Or at least attempt to give him a quick peck between the eyes.
Alright, so you come out and just one more peck. Melton just grabs between his eyes because he gets pecked again. And you fly off and you meet back up with the rest of them, leaving them sitting at the meeting area.
Alright, Tackluck is then going to... once he gets back to the site, he's going to immediately start fiercely pecking at Yumi's head, then Nyx's head, and then flying a few feet away and repeating until they start to follow him.
Yumi is used to this by now and will just follow after the first peck.
What about you, Nyx? How many pecks does it take to get Nyx to move?
About three. First, I'm like, the hell is this bird? And the second one is like, okay, I get it. And then the third one is when I...
All right.
How many pecks does it take to get to the center of the Nyx pop?
I was just thinking that.
About 45.
Alright, but yeah, and then Tacklock's just going to lead him to the sewer. And do we just want to call it now then, or?
Alright, you guys are heading into the sewer to find the grate, and yeah, we'll call for the break now.
Alright.
For a break?